Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, I'm calling in regard to the oven I bought from your store. I had it installed by your delivery person, and it was working fine until this morning. I don't know what happened, but it just doesn't seem to work. Anyway, it's only been 2 months since I bought it, so I believe it's still under warranty. Could you have someone come and take a look at it? I really hope to have it fixed today. My name is Mike Stone, and I can be reached at 777-9898. Thank you.
Number 71. What type of business is the speaker most likely calling? Number 72. Why is the speaker calling? Number 73. What does the speaker want the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hello and welcome to Big Sky Maple Syrup's production floor. We've been in the syrup business for nearly a century, and our operation has grown from a single wooden shack to the 50,000 square foot factory you see before you today. On today's tour, we'll show you how we get our maple sap from the forest nearby to the boilers and take you behind the scenes where you'll get to see just what it takes to produce the finest maple syrup in the world. After the tour finishes, you'll be invited to sample some of the products we make using our syrup. Let's begin.
Number 74. What does the factory produce? Number 75. What is special about the business? Number 76. What will the listeners do after the tour? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following announcement. As we wrap up this union meeting, I want to remind all members that our own George Gomez has been put forward as a candidate for national president. Please show your support for George next month when votes will be cast for this position. Let your friends in other sectors know what a vote for him means. You all know the man. He's been a solid union rights supporter for 30 years and has fought for all of us. Let's help him get the chance to fight for us on a national level. Number 77. What is scheduled to take place next month? Number 78. What does the speaker say about George Gomez? Number 79. What are listeners asked to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following introduction.
Thank you all for coming this evening to the monthly Brampton Poetry Club's reading. This must be the best turnout we've seen in years, and I think I know why. We are proud to have with us tonight Mr. Larry Thorson to read from his recently published book of poems. Larry is a Brampton native, and his moving poetry has propelled him from a regional star to the national stage in the past few years. He's returned to his roots, which makes sense as his latest effort is all about memories from his youth spent in our town. Afterwards, stick around and we'll have a talk with the author, as well as an announcement of upcoming readings.
Number 80. What type of event is being held? Number 81. Who is Larry Thorson? Number 82. What is scheduled to happen later? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio broadcast. This is a local weather advisory from WRJP for Kansas City and surrounding townships. Large thunderstorms have been spotted 50 miles to the west of town and are rapidly growing in intensity. Some unconfirmed reports have begun to come in of funnel clouds forming from the larger systems. A tornado warning is now in place, and all residents are advised to stay indoors and away from windows. Stay tuned for more updates. We will be right back after this commercial break. Number 83. What is the topic of the broadcast? Number 84. What are the listeners advised to do? Number 85. What will listeners hear next? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following announcement.
Next up, we have the award for customer satisfaction. This year, it goes to Daniel Lusk. I am especially happy to present this award to Dan, as it was I who hired him back in March. His calm and soothing voice was a perfect fit for our telemarketing firm. By May, Dan had perfected his sales pitch and was actually turning upset customers into repeat business. Our profits for the third and fourth quarters were greatly helped by the work of this young man. So on behalf of the entire company, I thank you for your incredible customer service skills.
Number 86. What is the purpose of the announcement? Number 87. How does the speaker know Daniel Lusk? Number 88. According to the speaker, what is Daniel Lusk skilled at doing? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
Welcome back to the final day of training for our new mystery shoppers. Today we will put into place all that you have learned over the past week when we infiltrate a real working department store. You will all be assigned a specific branch of the chain we are targeting today and will approach the customer service counter in the manner which we practiced. As you consider the responses of the employees, another veteran mystery shopper will be grading you and then comparing your report with what they witnessed. Good luck today. Those who make it through this with high marks will receive a cash prize of $50.
Number 89. What is the purpose of the activity? Number 90. What will the listeners do at the customer service counter? Number 91. According to the speaker, what will those who get high grades receive?
Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following talk.
Several of you over the past few weeks have told me that you know that our products are better than those sold by the competition, but you are nonetheless having difficulty selling them to our clients. Here's my advice. First, avoid making lengthy presentations. Be concise and focus only on the most important points. A long-winded explanation gets boring very quickly. Second, know your audience. Study them. Learn about what's important to them and give specific details on how our products will help them. Any information you can get about an audience before presenting to them will be really beneficial to you. And finally, address people by name whenever possible. This will put them at ease and make you seem far more approachable. If I can be of any further assistance in my capacity as supervisor, please don't hesitate to ask.
Number 92. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 93. What does the speaker instruct the listeners to emphasize? Number 94. Why does the speaker advise addressing clients by name? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following speech.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. First, I would like to thank you for allowing me to give you this presentation on behalf of my company, Office First. All of you are familiar with the major brands of First Copy and Copy Fast. Well, our company is fast becoming competitive in the industry of office supply. We offer the exact same products as our leading competitors, but we give more personal attention to our customers. We can be reached 24 hours a day, and we have no automated answering machines. We have people who will respond to your requests. We also guarantee next day delivery on all major purchases. None of our competitors can offer either of those services. Best of all, we offer many cross promotions with major companies like IBM and IKEA. Purchases with our company will amount to discounts whenever you buy with IBM, IKEA, and our newest cross promotional partner, LG. When you choose us as your exclusive office supplier, you're also getting the best in computers, furniture, and flat-screen technology. Choosing us is like choosing numerous suppliers.
Number 95. What can the presenter offer that other suppliers can't? Number 96. What relationship does Office First have with IBM? Number 97. What does Office First offer 24-hour delivery for? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement.
Hello and welcome aboard Ocean Go Ferries. Our sailing time to Gregor Inlet today will be approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes. A buffet brunch featuring a wide selection of hot and cold entrees will be available in the upper lounge, located directly above the cafeteria. The cost for adults is $14, half price for children under 18. Passengers are asked not to venture onto the lower decks while the ship is in motion. Smoking in the vehicle bay is strictly prohibited. We invite passengers to sit outside on the passenger decks and enjoy the scenic beauty of the coastal terrain.
Number 98. Where does the speaker work? Number 99. About how long will the trip take? Number 100. When are passengers not allowed to go to the lower decks?